on
Cuda.
Who had the craziest laugh at this station? And immediately all eyes turned to me.
Snake.
To which I say, not so fast, burrito. Because I say the hammer has the craziest lexicon of laughs.
That's possible.
Matter of fact, there is no question, because all mine are based on one laugh.
The pterodactyl.
Or the crazy laugh with a pterodactyl with a pterodactyl punctuator, okay? But the origin...
You want to say I've got anything that can compete with that?
Mine are the same, though. Mine don't vary. See, it all derives from that.
Yeah. But there are so many variations of that. Exactly.
That is the soundtrack in hell.
Wait till we get to Grego's laugh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Grego's diverse.
Very diverse. I mean, your range is unbelievable.
You're just a one-trick pony, Corby.
Right. I'm nothing compared to you.
We got to get to this. That's my invitation to Danny.
All right, so here is what we all perceive to be, at least the people that work closely with you, Grego. This is what I perceive to be just your normal laugh. That's just normal Grego having a good time laugh, you know?
Just a jolly man laugh.
Something was funny, and there goes Grego. Now we get to the variations of that laugh. Here is the Grego Santa Claus laugh.
That's me?
Yeah. Yes.
I never knew that was me.
Play it again.
Come here, little boy.
What do you want for Christmas this year?
Here is the Greg's Pete Rose's sister laugh.
Okay. That's not me.
It is, too.
What do you mean that's not me? You? Yes.
Yeah, you sound like you're sick.
That's me?
Yes.
That's really old, too.
Old Smoky Grego.
I guess I was inseparable that day.
You were.
That was a long time ago.
Here is little girl trail off Grego laugh.
Oh, God.
What a film.
Oh, that's great.
Like.
See, this whole thing is an exercise for you to just label these funny and make these funny.
No,
yeah,
it's
it is.
Not.
That's what this is.
No, it's not.
Or you can put your little label on it. Oh, God. I guarantee you there'll be something in here reference to a mule or a horse or a billy goat.
No, you have nothing.
Or a mustache.
No, you have no animal.
There'll be a mustache laugh here in a minute.
Here are two of my favorites. They go in conjunction together. This is lobotomized Grego laugh.
See, that's it. You got to throw that in there.
Wait. This is when you removed half of your brain, and this is all the laugh you could muster after a funny joke. And the other one? Can you imagine Grego sitting there like Jack Nicholson and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and you just tell him the most simpleton joke
like
of all time?
Ray Liotta. And
that's what I was thinking of in Hannibal.
Yeah.
With the top of your head off.
Grego, isn't purple a funny color? Now, here's one that we haven't heard maybe ever. I don't think I've ever heard this, but when I did a search for it, this turned up. This is W.C. Fields, Grego.
That's not me.
Yeah,
Grego?
Just because somebody labels a sound as my laugh doesn't mean that's me. I'm telling you, that's not me.
Sounds like
you.
That parrot that
I've
the zoo brought up here.
I've never made that sound in my life, and
that
I couldn't.
Is Mike, is that not him?
That's you.
Damn it.
Ah, check it out.
I have never
What's
made that
the big
sound.
Idea?
All right, now we get to...
We really got to get to this.
Well, we're almost done!
Oh.
We get to the ha laughs now. This is the ha-ha double pitch.
The ha series?
Yeah, the ha series. This is the ha-ha double pitch, Grego.
By the way, if you're ordering these at home, these are very expensive.
And
the ha-ha series.
And the single ha laugh.
Well, you're figuring out that I can't talk. Now you're figuring out I can't laugh.
Oh, you're the greatest laugher up here.
You are, see?
They're always different.
They're so different. Here is the Grego on speed laugh. Why would you laugh?
What is I think
that?
He was doing a fake laugh. I don't think that one's real.
All right, the clap and laugh is one of my favorites because I always picture Grego in a giant diaper and a bonnet and a rattle. And you tell him like a stupid, or you're reading him like a Dr. Seuss book, and it all wraps up, and here's big baby Grego. Who's just clamoring for more, and his bonnet's going crazy.
This is just another exercise to kick you in the nuts.
I know. That's all it is. But hey, what can he do? What can I do about it?
He's like on one of those big orange balls that goes back and forth with the hand.
The hippity hop.
No, yeah. Wouldn't it be better if I was in the big chair that you were in when you sang
yes,
Norm?
Yes, the big giant chair with your rattle.
The big Edith Ann chair?
And finally, this is why you're great, Grego, because you have all those laughs, and then you have something completely different. This is just the Grego crazy laugh. Of which you lose all control.
You know, you should
have
pulled...
That's my favorite one.
You should have pulled the one off of the Desperados the other night.
We have that one. That's labeled under Desperado Laugh, but it was like 50 seconds, and I didn't have time to edit it. So as you can see, Greg, you have many more laughs than I ever hoped to.
You know, I bet you could do the same thing to anybody up here. Ryan's got a bunch of different laughs.
No, he doesn't.
Not really. Yes, you do.
Not really.
Yes, you do.
Well, his
Well, maybe they're not labeled.
No, his are
usually
like...
Usually when I'm laughing, I back away from the microphone.
He does. Or when he can't control...
He's just Mr. Tomato Head.
Oh, God.
God, that's awesome.
See?
So many different styles.
And Mike's laugh is more like when he can't control it, it's just like...
Well, that's a variation. That's what I'm saying. Everybody has their own variation.
Yeah, but my variations are no good. Yours are.
That's true.
Like when you look at Mike and you say, Jesus!
What's old and grouchy and... What's old and grouchy and turns bright red? Mr. Tomato Head.
So there you go, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
That was good. It was real good.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
You can take the kidney sign off your back now.
I can. Oh, that thing, it's not on my back.
It's hanging from his nuts.
Yeah. It's hanging around my neck. Like a Flava Flav clock.
Let's say we do another Ticket Ticker. That is on the way next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.